Welcome back in hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And that's that time of the week. We go to our 102.5 The Game phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com and bring in our friend Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Nate and TD and Talking with TD. TD, what's up, man? How we doing?
Hey, what's going on? Good morning, fellas.
TD, what was your reaction to the Super Bowl? Obviously, a great defensive performance by the Bucs in that game. They were all over the place after Patrick Mahomes. Tom Brady gets it done and wins his seventh Super Bowl title. What was your reaction to that game? How surprised were you that Tampa Bay's defense dominated to the extent that they did?
Yeah, I was very surprised that they dominated that way. I figured either Travis Kelce or Tyreek Hill, one of them were going to get off. I thought it was going to be Kelce, but neither one of them did. So that really impressed me. And just the fact that they were able to get pressure and still have coverage on the back end like they did, that surprised me. I definitely didn't imagine the Chiefs not getting into the end zone at least once, but that's what happened. And now you see Todd Bowles, how he was able to put together that plan, and the guys went out there and they balled out, and I was really impressed with that.
So on Brady in particular, TD, do you think that he got a lot better from last year to this year? I totally understand, and maybe a lot is overstating things, but I thought he looked like a guy who was, you know, close to the end, and granted with a totally different team and not at all those offensive weapons, but I don't know. I just thought he looked rejuvenated this year. Is that part of this story, you think?
Yeah, I think it is. And it's just when you have a competitor like that and you present an opportunity like that in front of them, they're going to kind of get that splash into that fountain of youth, so to speak. And I think he was rejuvenated. And then, it didn't hurt that he was able to get his guy back, right? And Rob Gronkowski, obviously Mike Evans, you know, Scotty Miller, Antonio Brown, there's so many options. Chris Godwin, there's so many things that they were able to do with all of those guys, and you did see him look rejuvenated. He pushed the ball down the field really well, and he was energized, man. And it was fun to watch him this year, and you saw the numbers he put up, and that's why he's elevated into the greatest of all time status for me.
TD, we've talked a lot about the Titans this week, kind of handing out some grades for some position groups, and one of the positions we talked about earlier was just the return game in general, whether it's kick return, punt return. It just feels like it's been a long time since the Titans have had a true weapon in that area. Number one, what do you think Darrington Evans and his future could look like there? Could he be that guy? And number two, if not, how much of a priority should that be for the Titans as they look ahead to some off-season decisions they're going to have to make to try to revitalize the return game?
Yeah, well, I'll say this. Since I've been here over the last three seasons, I've seen one return for a touchdown, and that was Darius Jennings, right, against Miami. And that was the season opener, 2018, a kick return. I haven't seen any other returns end up in the end zone. And you don't really see many of high significance. And that's crazy, and it's something that has to be fixed for a team that's so reliant upon complementary football. Part of that formula is field position. So that's obviously something that has to be addressed. I think it's something that they definitely need to look at. Darrington Evans, I think, can present a degree of explosiveness there. I do like the way he's able to hit a gear pretty quickly, which is essentially what you have to do, you know, on kick return. You got to catch that thing and get up in there and go. And I think he could do that. The punt return, it's great to have a guy who, you know, will catch the ball every time and won't muff it. But, man, how much better would they be if they get someone who will return it to the end zone sometimes or give you a big momentum-changing return? You need those on punts, right? You know, you get the three and out, and then you cap it off with a nice punt return. That really could shift things around and make a game change momentum and go your way.
So, TD, understanding that, you know, free agency is going to dictate a lot of things, I think we probably all think that there's a good chance this team goes there and the draft for, you know, for edge help. Of those guys who are sort of, you know, projected around the first round, the Rousseaus, the Ojulari's, the Pays, any of them in particular stand out to you as someone you think they should be targeting?
Yeah, man, Ojulari is so fun to watch, and he's complete. His hands are really good. He is used on stunts. I said it yesterday on the what we call the TD Power Hour with Stillman and friends, yeah. Which will be every Thursday at 3 p.m. I have to plug that. But I said yesterday that, you know, he is definitely along the lines of a Yannick Ngakoue. So I really like Ojulari. But I'll say this. I watched a little bit more Wake Forest yesterday and also, you know, seeing him at the Senior Bowl. Carlos Basham is something to behold, too. And you talk about a combination of speed, power, quickness. That dude is really good. And he's not really getting a lot of convo, but he will likely be there at 22. So he's someone else for them to get, a bigger guy, you know, that could play that five technique. But I saw him standing up and rushing the passer off the edge as well. So, you know, Boogie Basham, that's what they call him, Boogie. He's a guy as well that I think should factor in.
ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter Teron Davenport on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And TD, the trade rumors are firing up with Carson Wentz out there. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it looks like his time in Philadelphia is coming to an end. I mean, the Colts have been linked. The Bears have been linked. A whole bunch of teams may be interested in Carson Wentz. Regardless of where he ends up, what is the next team getting in Carson Wentz, in your opinion? And if it's the Colts, how scared should Titans fans be? Should they be scared at all of Carson Wentz ending up in Indianapolis?
Yeah, I think they're getting a quarterback that is having a processing problem and a problem believing what he's seeing. And that's really the thing with Wentz. And, I mean, he was one of the most sacked quarterbacks last year, and he only played 12 games. So, obviously, you know, offensive line is something to be concerned about, and that went into it. But also, him just staring things down and not throwing the ball was a big factor. So, I think you're getting a quarterback that you have to fix from that perspective. You're getting a guy that's uber talented. You know, there's a lot that he could do. But I think it's more of a mental thing that you got to get him going and have him process better. And if the Colts are able to get him, I think that's the best situation. Frank Wright, you know, he doesn't get a lot of credit for working with Wentz. John DeFilippo, who's not there, was the main guy, but Reich had a lot to do with it too. And then his quarterback coach, Press Taylor, is there now in Indy, who was his coach in Philly. So it's a good situation for Wentz to go there. He could get back with some familiar guys. Now, there were some issues with how Taylor coached him. You know, some of the other guys felt that he babied Wentz. So, you know, you're kind of inheriting a situation where guys will be looking at it like, hey, you know, we want to see how this works out because it didn't work out in Philly. But I think it would be good for the Colts. But Wentz, you know, he'll turn the football over. So I definitely think that would be good for Kevin Byard and the crew, because I know Byard is looking to get back on track as one of the top interceptors in the league.
Well, so it's interesting to think of him there. I said earlier I thought maybe, you know, the floor might be lower compared to Phillip Rivers with Wentz, because, I mean, we've seen how many quarterbacks in this league get beat up to a point where they're diminished. But I also think maybe the ceiling could be higher with him if it all worked out and he was healthy and got himself back together. I mean, what do you think about their – if their team is essentially the same going from Rivers to Wentz, if it's, you know, I guess best-case scenario with Wentz, what does that mean for them?
Yeah, I think that'll put them right back in the mix for the AFC South division title. That's what I think. And just from a playbook perspective, you could add in that read option, you know, and you could put in some RPOs. You're not really doing that with Phillip Rivers, right? He's setting his ways, and he's going to sit in that pocket, and he's going to sling the ball that way. But Wentz, you know, you get a different perspective, a different layer to the playbook. A guy like Frank Reich would definitely be able to do a lot with that.
All right, so I got two Love Week questions for you, TD, to finish, okay? First of all, I'm going to say this. Find someone who loves you like TD loves football, So I got to ask you this, TD. Is this a time period where there's, like, some depression because we just saw the last game for a while, or are you just rejuvenated, ready for all this off-season stuff?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, here's the thing. My Dropbox is full of all 22 for college, so, you know, I watched a bunch of that. I admittedly was up until about 2:30 last night watching some stuff.
Wow.
So yeah, man, it's what happens. You know, you get so stuck in watching this stuff, and I mean, I love watching it to get a better perspective than just a TV copy. So my fix is still being fulfilled, even though there aren't any games.
Very good. And then, so we're doing Love Week. And today's question is, piece of advice to keep a relationship going a long time. Is that the right way to phrase it?
Yeah, what's the key to a long-lasting, healthy relationship?
Yeah, if you had one piece of advice.
Never let the flame go out. So always keep dating. That's my advice.
I like that.
That's a good one.
Well done, TD.
Very good one. All right.
That's better than the advice we threw out there earlier, that's for sure. Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Nate and TD and Talking with TD, has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. TD, great stuff, man, as always. Appreciate you taking time to join us.
Yeah, appreciate you guys, man. Have a great weekend and a great rest of the show.
Absolutely. Thanks, appreciate you, man. When we come back, we'll react to a little bit of what TD had to say there. And also throw this out there. We've gone through our grades for the Titans. We've identified some needs in the draft. What are the top needs in the draft for the Tennessee Titans? We'll discuss that next. Take your reaction as well on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. All that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.